This entry for continuing coverage is about the May 26 tornado in Bryan, Texas, and flooding rains in Brazos and surrounding counties on the same day. Opening up with a section of the more than five-hour nonstop coverage on WTAW, Scott DeLucia taking phone calls from listeners, offering information and requesting information.
Traffic alert, Highway 6 is backed up after five 18-wheelers. It was five 18-wheelers, not four. Okay, five of them rolled south of Navasota on the southbound side of the road, and I think one of those people said that there might have been a vehicle under one of the cars. Those trucks had got blown over. Hello?
I know you're doing traffic, but do you have any power outage information?
I'll try to help you out. What's the area?
It's the area of Arbor and Parr area.
Okay.
Right off of...
Go ahead.
Right off of the northbound feeder road between Briarcrest and William Joel Bryan.
Yeah, we talked to David Worley. Thank you. We talked to David Worley just, it's been almost an hour ago now, and obviously they are aware of the outage, and that's where the major outages are. There are three areas of outages that are right along there, right along the freeway, and up to I think, FM 60, and they are working on that. All I can tell you is they're working on it, and it's probably going to be a little while, to be honest with you, and I know dark's coming on, and it's going to be inconvenient. But the most important thing is know that that they are working as hard as they can to get that that power put back on. But I thank you for calling, and I wish I had more complete news that I could give you about that. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Call from Lyons.
How are things in Lyons?
Well, I'm bedded down now for the night.
You made it home, huh?
Nope.
Oh, you weren't going to Lyons. That's where you're going to stop.
Yeah, that's where I stopped. Caldwell trying to get out to Lake Somerville to my house.
Oh.
But 976 is underwater. Highway 36, halfway between Caldwell and Somerville, is underwater. Can't get through. And Highway 60 on down going toward Park Road 4. The bridge is out.
All right. Well, I hope that everything is okay when you finally get to your house sometime tomorrow, sir. Thank you for the call. All right, 695-1620, if you've got anything else you want to share with us, we'll try to help you out a little bit. It sounds like we're had a few surprises, and the 21 was still navigable. I didn't think that would be the case. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Well, I'm all right because I'm high and dry. I'm five stories off the ground, but tell me about you.
I just made it from College Station to Navasota down Webbin Road. There's only one bad spot is that the area right before you get to that new railroad crossing that they put in. Water's kind of high. And the lady was calling about getting this brine from that Shell station. If she go down toward that prison on 1127?
Yep, the unit down there, uh-huh.
Yeah, she can come up in the backside of Navasota and then hit,
get Welburn Road and come in from there. Good, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 695-1620, 695-1620. Again, if you can get to Welburn Road and you don't have to go much farther than Navasota, then you're okay. But as we've talked about, because of the 18-wheelers that are turned over south of Navasota, you're not going to get much farther than that. But if you want to get to Navasota proper, I think you should be able to. It's 6 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
From the WTAW newsroom, an update regarding today's noon hour tornado through the Twin Cities, the latest from the city of Bryan, where the damage is most concentrated, is that residents are still not being allowed inside the Wheeler Ridge subdivision, where most of the damage has taken place. That's because first responders are still inspecting the area. Those who live in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision are being directed to Central Baptist Church as a shelter location. Again, that Central Baptist Church for residents of the Wheeler Ridge subdivision caught by today's storm. According to Bryan Police and the Bryan Fire Departments, no injuries have been reported. And from the Bryan School District, which reports no damage to any of its structures, there are no after-school activities today due to the inclement weather. Text us your photos and videos to 979-695-1620. More information becomes available on News Talk 1620 WTAW and on our Twitter feed, WTAW1620. Next, one of the news stories that aired the following morning. Mayor Jason Mayansky has requested state assistance through a local disaster declaration due to the combination of the twister followed by flooding rains. The preliminary damage estimate was 3 homes destroyed and 50 to 60 damaged. Most were in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision. Residents are kept out until late last night. Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace announced today's classes were canceled after touring the district, where he says power outages and other issues affected 8 or 9 schools.
We have so many faculty members, students, families, community members whose lives have really been turned upside down. And as I drove through the Wheeler Ridge, the Tiffany Park area, it was a sight that was not one I wanted to see, and I saw people hurt. And with the electricity being turned off and really out for that side of town, it was going to affect so many people.
The tornado touched down across the street from Bowen Elementary.
I believe the Lord was looking out for all of us today because nobody was injured. We were very lucky today. Very blessed.
School employees took the better part of 300 students either to their homes or somewhere else to spend the night as arranged by parents.
That's a huge accomplishment to our staff because we have taken some individually home with parent permission, and to get 16,233 students home with no injuries and get them all home is a huge accomplishment. I could not be more proud of Bryan Independent School District today.
During and after the rain, Police Sergeant Jason James says the biggest problem was sightseers and others driving into high water.
We need to be doing our job, but yet we're trying to direct traffic to get people out there just, you know, rubbernecking and trying to see what's going on. So it is something serious, and it's something that we don't need other people into the area. You know, that's something we can look at later, but 20 minutes, 30 minutes after it happens, let us do our job.
Water rescue teams from Austin and Fort Worth assisted local crews who responded to more than 20 calls of vehicles sinking from high water. 1,800 BTU electric customers spent the night without power. David Worley at BTU says that's in part due to the flooding.
We lost a lot of poles, had a lot of our wire on the ground, a lot of transformers torn up. So this in a small area, there was just a lot of damage caused by the tornado.
Weather teams will be out assessing damage to determine the strength of the tornado. If you're after highway conditions, go online to drivetexas.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The next piece of sound is part of a conversation with Bryan Police 24 hours after what turned out to be an EF1 tornado hitting the Wheeler Ridge residential neighborhood.
Bryan PD is still going to secure the area for the night. We are not going to release that Wheeler Ridge area until electricity is back on and BTU, Bryan PD, Bryan Fire, everybody deems this a safe neighborhood. Public Works is still in there working. They're trying to remove a lot of the debris that they can, make sure the trees that have not fallen all the way down are on the ground now and cut up safe. So there's a lot that's still going on right now that we don't want the public involved in. So that's why we're trying to keep everybody out. So we do not want the public involved in this.
The same storm system also resulted in historic flooding in neighboring Washington County. Here's part of a conversation with the sheriff of Washington County.
We've had between 17, 22 inches of rain in a real quick amount of time. Every first responder, every public safety officer and worker available from our county and other counties have been involved in search and rescue, and also to provide manpower assistance in all other areas of our normal duties. As we speak, the rain is coming down again, and we are praying that the effects of yesterday are not repeated today. We ask all of our friends and neighbors in our community to be vigilant as to what these weather conditions are and what they could be, and stay off the roads if possible, especially during the hours of darkness when roads could be flooded. Roads could be covered with water and we'd not recognize that until it's too late. The tragedies that we've had here during this historical flooding is just sad. Both of them involved the floodwaters, one in a vehicle, and one just in their own home, tending to everyday business and being the unfortunate victim of something such as this.
Back to Bryan and an interview the week after the tornado and record flooding, a portion of an interview with a deputy city manager in Bryan about extending what had been a temporary disaster declaration.
We are asking our city council to consider extending the declaration. What that does is several things. One, it provides us an opportunity to continue to collect data that will be submitted to the state and then on to the feds, to FEMA. So we need to continue to collect data, and that's an ongoing process as we work throughout the community. Another thing it does is it allows us an opportunity to possibly capture several storms into one event. And so, for example, since we had this storm that came through last Thursday, if the rains that are predicted over the next couple days generate additional damage, there's the strong possibility that we can include that all into one event. The reason that's so important for us is there is a dollar threshold that has to be met in order for a city, state, whatever, a region to meet a certain standards for both the state and the federal government in order to receive assistance. And we really don't want to start the clock all over again if by chance we have additional damage over the next couple of days.
Perfect segue into the repeated request that the city of Bryan continues to ask residents if you have any level of damage, be it from the tornado and or the flooding, you all want to know about it.
Absolutely, and that's the reason that's so important for us is we need to capture that data because that helps our total so that we reach a certain threshold, which is $693,000 and some change, so just under $700,000. That number is important. If we reach that number, triggers some assistance that hopefully we can get, not just for the city, but for citizens that have uninsured property damage.
Here's the last piece of sound in this entry. The rap begins with the following lead. Property owners in Bryan, whose valuation did not change, would not be affected by next year's city budget if the council approves it, as presented by staff yesterday morning. But those recommendations did not take into account a large and vocal group calling on the city to compensate victims of May floods and take the steps to eliminate future flooding. That was the consistent message from 26 speakers who spent more than 1 hour before the council.
We have no place to live at this point. We're expecting another child, our fourth, in 2 weeks. And we come before this council to urge it to provide some kind of hardship relief.
The city has been collecting drainage fees for over 40 years on our BTU bill. Everybody sees it. But that money has never been reinvested into our drainage.
I'm like the lady that just got through talking. I'll be glad to sell my house. If you know somebody that wants to buy a house that floods, I'll be glad to sell it to them.
I have friends who don't live on Hudson Creek, and they woke up in the night and walked into their bathroom, and they were standing in water. And it was a creek full of dead trees. And that's part of the problem.
There's currently been drainage needs of over $67 million identified for the city of Bryan. The city of Bryan is currently spending less than $1 million a year.
I don't know how the city allowed this by not maintaining everything. We would like y'all to do something. We would love to get our lives back on track, and we can't do that.
The crowd came to hear the council consider five flood relief proposals. Mayor Jason Bielski announced before public comments all that was going to be postponed until there's a town hall meeting involving FEMA.
I've personally had flooding issues myself. I don't have answers for what FEMA can and can't do. I haven't gone down there and talked to them yet.
One of the five proposals would divert 8 cents of Bryan's property tax, or $4 million, to flood relief. That was opposed by the Bryan Firefighters Association, according to President Daniel Buford.
Have everybody understand that it is with great concern that reallocating those funds could ultimately impact the community's public safety, as well as the citizen's safety, your first responder safety.
As for other portions of next year's Bryan City budget, no changes are proposed for electric, trash, water, and wastewater customers. More than $1 million in new employees would be added, halves in public safety for three more police officers, three more firefighters, and paying the 911 district for more police dispatchers. Bryan would add another animal control officer, a fifth building inspector, and an eighth parks maintenance worker. City employees would receive a 3% pay raise and would pay 3% more for health insurance. The city would also contribute 3% towards health insurance and, for the first time, fund retired employee medical benefits. The public hearing on the Bryan City budget set for August 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.